Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You know who we still are learning about, though, and where they can go is Jaden Daniels. Of course, the rookie quarterback, clearly, again, by far the best. I mean, Caleb Williams took an absolute beating the other night. Some of that is on him. A lot of it isn't, but some of that is on him. And some of what Jaden Daniels has gone through, quite honestly, so far, is on him as well. And I would just say this. Through two games, while we say, of course, he is the best rookie quarterback, I would ask you whether in your mind, this is just your opinion, right? Nobody's going to hold you to anything here. Good. There's no right or wrong. Has he been good? Has he been very good or great in your eyes?
Good.
Good. That's it?
Yeah, he's been good.
Yeah. Okay. So why good instead of very good or great?
Well, he's good because he hasn't hit the people that have been open. And he's opted to run. If he hits the people, then he'd be very good. And if they score when he hits them, then he'd be great.
So
all within his range, but if, and to the average eye, he could be close to very good if you don't know the game.
Yeah.
So from an amateur view's point, hell, he can be exceptional. But you ask me, and I'm telling you what I see was, from a ground level, from a guy used to view it from the ground level, I'm going, just ask Luke McCaffrey. Because the guys that are open know they're open. And so if you don't get them the ball, that's on you. He eventually will. But in the meantime, you know, it is what it is. And so he's got a unique ability. He's so gifted that it's insane. And once, if he survives this, no question about it. I think in the end, he'll win the blue ribbon. But it's still yet to be seen because you got to prove it. But I just think what he does, he drives defensive coordinators bat manure. There are guys that ain't going to sleep the week they got to play Washington because of him.
So I'm glad you answered it good because that gives my answer and explanation, I think, a little bit more fiber, a little bit more holding, because people respect you more than they respect me because you played the game, you won a Super Bowl, you don't have an axe to grind like I do and all that stuff, right? Jaden Daniels, to me, has been good, but he has not been exceptional or very good or great because of what just some of what you mentioned. And I'm really interested to evolve the conversation with callers like this because, again, you know, you hear different opinions, right? After the game on Sunday, Matt Miller, who scouts quarterbacks and scouts the NFL draft, works for ESPN, right? You think he knows what he's talking about. He said after the game, 6:30 roughly Sunday night, Jaden Daniels played a hell of a game. And I think Jaden Daniels played a good game on Sunday. Mm-hmm. But live, and I think others around me would agree with this in the press box as we were watching the game, and then going back on tape. And Doc, I can only tell you what I can see. I can't tell you everything. But he missed plenty of things, and there were plenty of opportunities there. And I put up one with Noah Brown on a double move in which Noah Brown was wide open and just absolutely towards the corner. Now, he could have been manipulated or he could have been looking the other way. We don't know. Somebody tried to point out that because of the way the safety dropped or rotated or whatever, his eyes were there and he was trying to go to the light side and whatever, and by the time he swung back, he got sacked. All of that is fair. All I'm telling you is one play, Noah Brown ran a double move and in the red zone and absolutely towards the Giants' corner and was wide open by 7 or 8 yards and should have scored a touchdown if Jaden sees him before getting dump trucked, okay? But let me give you the and that's just one play. There's more. Let me give you the raw numbers and just see what you kind of make out of this. 40 of 53, 75.5% completion rate, which is third in the NFL. Now, a lot of people are going to make a big deal out of that, and it is noteworthy, Doc. I would say this, because it's been a lot of quick game and a lot of screen and tunnel screen and quick, again, passes and short passes, hitches, all of that stuff, I would expect it to be that high. Maybe it doesn't have to be 75.5, so I'll give, say, feather in the cap, man. That's really good. 75% completion, because this team has struggled. See, what people don't realize, over the last couple of years, I pointed this out a number of times. I don't know if you remember this. Taylor Heinicke, Carson Wentz, Sam Howell, they all stunk in the short, quick game. They were all inaccurate all over the place, Doc. They weren't good in that area. They would constantly make bad throws in quick game. Whereas Jaden Daniels, say whatever you want to say about missing certain stuff, not seeing certain stuff, whatever. Again, the numbers tell you, and your eyes should tell you, he's completing a lot of these passes, getting out the ball out of his hands and getting it to the receivers so that the receivers can try and make the play at a much higher clip than, again, most people in the NFL, third in the NFL at 75.5%, and certainly better than any quarterback that's waltzed in here in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, of course. I mean, he's so far superior over the people you've mentioned.
So that's not how everybody feels, Doc.
Well, but he is.
Yes, I agree.
He is.
But what he's doing is hard. Yeah, you understand where I'm going with that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, people are going to say, well, it's no big deal. He completes a screen. He completes a quick out. It is a big deal because of the, quite honestly, the people that have been here, and all of them stunk in it. Since Kirk Cousins, they haven't had anybody that was really good at the short, quick passing game.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody. Nobody. Consistently. And that's been the problem, right? So as long as Jaden continues in that regard, I think he's going to be okay because he has that mechanism. Now, it doesn't always work, right? Because teams are going to continue to read that, jump that, like the Giants did at times. The first play of the game last week, Sunday, they throw a little screen to the right-hand side to Terry McLaurin, who only lined up once on the right against Tampa. And a lot of people were killing Cliff Kingsbury for this. He lines up wide right on the first play of the game. They throw a screen to him, so they target him. First play of the game from scrimmage, they target and get a reception to Terry McLaurin. If Luke McCaffrey doesn't lose his block, maybe that turns into a 4 or 5 yard game. Maybe it's only a 3 yard game. Maybe it's more. I don't know. But, Doc, they did things differently right from the jump last Sunday against the Giants than they did against Tampa. And I think that's good on Cliff Kingsbury. I think that's obviously good for Terry McLaurin, who's got to get really more on track here. That's good for Jaden. That's good for everybody. Even though it didn't work and it resulted in a 2 yard loss, I like that. But let me give you some more numbers here real quickly. He's 40 of 53, 75.5%. Again, third in the NFL. 410 yards, so that's an average of 205 yards a game. Still does not have a passing touchdown. More importantly, or just as important, Kind of depends on your perspective. He does not have any interceptions. He does not have any fumbles lost. Now, they did have three fumbles that he was credited with against Tampa, okay, including the game's opening play in that game, which was, again, a swing pass that was a disaster to Brian Robinson. They lost 15, but no touchdowns. Passing, no interceptions. He's got a 97.2 passer rating, which is seventh in the NFL. He's got 26 rush attempts for 136 rushing yards. I'm sorry, 132 rushing yards, which is a rookie record through two games. He's got two rushing touchdowns. He's got, you ready for some analytics? You love the number nerds, right?
Oh, absolutely.
He's got a 0.221 EPA per play, which is fifth in the NFL. In layman's terms, EPA per play is expected points added per play. It's this weird, fandangled, stupid formula that all the football outsiders people have come up with, and people run around and they love, and they just put it on, you know, their the sign on their back, which also says, kick me, I'm stupid. 51.1% success rate, which is seventh in the NFL, and a plus 13.9 total EPA. Again, whatever that means. That's different than EPA per play. A plus 13.9 total EPA, which is fifth overall. Thanks to Mason Kinahan for these numbers. I saw it on the tweet, so I want to give him credit. At Mason underscore Kinahan. He's got some good content when it comes to the Commanders. So, Doc, I don't care about all the number nerd type stuff. I mean, anybody can tell you fifth. I mean, he's doing good. So why are we sitting here only saying that he's good and not been very good or great? Are we being too harsh on the young?
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Young man through two games.
Well, no, I'm not. I'm just saying because I'm saying what I think he would say openly or privately based on missed touchdown opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you throw the ball, you got a chance to score touchdowns. Those runs, you get stopped. He hadn't run for a touchdown the whole way. So, and you take yourself out of getting hit once you throw the ball. and he's had people, and he'll see it. He said it already. The key is, this is where he's my comp. Because of my age, when I think of the San Francisco 49ers, and I go, Steve Young, when I watch him now, sure sample size, but Steve Young is dynamic. He's a threat no matter what he does with the ball in his hands. But when he learns to get rid of it and he's got people open, and people are going to be open because he drives the defense nuts. Because they don't know, do you cover? Do you come to get him? So, like the young man down in Baltimore, he puts people in a trick bag. There's only a couple guys in this league that strike that kind of fear into defenders. That's why his upside is so high to me, and why he'd be so much fun to play with.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's a lot. It's a short sample size. But I know that there's so few people that have the impact on the defense that he presents. And once he figures it out, because the film is already there. You've seen him. The people are there. They're open. And he runs. Once he shrinks that down, he's going to be hard to beat.
Yeah. Let me give you a, before we get to the calls, you keep mentioning the people are there, the touchdowns. I mentioned the Noah Brown play. You mentioned McCaffrey. I'm trying to remember which one that was, but maybe I'm just not remembering it.
Oh, yeah.
He kind of overthrew De'Ami Brown in the back part of the end zone. Maybe De'Ami could have been a little bit better with his footwork, what have you, but I thought he was a touch late on that. He missed some stuff against it. Listen, every quarterback is going to miss a throw. Every quarterback. What I don't want Jaden to do is miss. I don't care if he's a little inaccurate or a little bit off in his ball placement. Now, sometimes that can lead to turnovers or batted up balls or whatever, so you don't want to be bad in that area. But I don't care so much about that. What I want to see Jaden do continue to improve, and why I say he's been good, not very good or great, is because I do think there's times where he does run too quickly. I do think there's times where he misses stuff. I do think there's times where he's a little bit maybe gun-shy, whatever I'm trying to get at, where he doesn't want to maybe make a mistake. And yet, while he has no turnovers through two games, I'm not stupid. I understand that he's been sacked, I think it's 7 times through 2 games. He butchered a couple of plays, quite honestly. I was talking about the first drive yesterday, right? Doc, and he did a lot of good things on that, but they also spent 2 timeouts on that first drive. Mm-hmm. 2 timeouts on offense on that very first drive yesterday, that's not good. They had a couple of weird timeout usages in Tampa. I think some of the false start issues could be on his cadence, could be on him with the snap count. I'll be interested in asking Sam Cosmi what his perspective is on that. And I want to get that from you, what maybe something that you've seen.
This is how you hear him.
Right.
Remember, he didn't play. So those games, you only had 3, so he played in 2.
Right.
That's what I mean. Practice, yeah, that's okay, but it's different in the game. You know, so you got different sound ambience.
Mm-hmm.
You can't duplicate the sound of a game at practice.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right.
So if you just, it's just very basic things. People go, well, what difference does it make? Why do you just practice? No, you can't. You want simulation of game-like atmosphere. That's why the home game was so important, and why I was just, I couldn't believe it. Can't play a series? Because that gives you a little bit more familiarity. So now they got those butterflies out. Okay, now I can check that box. So no, you save that box for a real game. Instead, you could have had that over. That's my point. Little things like that, not just here, all the way across the league. That's spilt milk. Now what you found out is that you've got a guy that doesn't wet the bed. You've got a real gamer.
Mm-hmm.
And your offensive line now, would you agree? Better than advertised. Better than I thought. Couldn't be happier.
Yeah. I would say it's been better than advertised or better than thought. I would not say it's been great, though.
Well, you didn't think it was going to be great.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.